PitchandPunch.org. Number to call, 503-231-8187, and LJ is on the air.
Hey, Teresa, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Teresa, can we please talk about the sailors on the USS Ronald Reagan?
Oh, I mentioned them just last week, actually.
Yeah, who helped in the Fukushima thing, and they're coming down deathly ill. I'm not hearing word one on the corporate media.
Okay, right. Well, then I'll try to repeat from memory what I was talking about last week, and that was that the USS Ronald Reagan sailed to the area. That's a aircraft carrier, and it's an aircraft carrier with its support group. So that was a lot of ships. They're sailing towards Japan to aid with tsunami relief after that giant tsunami on March 11th, 2011. And as they were heading in that direction, the cloud of the explosions of the dying reactors was being blown offshore from Japan. Good news for Japan, bad news for the USS Ronald Reagan and its supporting ships. The entire fleet was dosed heavily with reactor radionuclides, and those sailors are very sick. They are trying to sue TEPCO, the corporation that owns the reactors, the former reactors, I should say, the slag heaps that are poisoning the Pacific and the atmosphere in Japan. And they have a bewildering variety of symptoms, but probably they got dosed worse than just about anybody else. They're suffering bizarre symptoms like a withering of an arm, sores breaking out all over their body, loss of strength. The symptoms just go on and on, and they're really obvious. The U.S. is trying to deny it. TEPCO is trying to deny it. And it's very important for that effort, for the U.S. and for TEPCO and for the nuclear power industry, that people not look at the Ronald Reagan survivors. But I encourage you to do so, and you can use the magic of the interweb, so long as you don't mind the NSA spying on you for doing it. Just use those search terms. Pull up the USS Ronald Reagan and radioactivity, and you will find out all about it if you continue to read. And probably you'll also see disinformation trying to poo-poo the whole thing. But there ain't no getting around it. Those people are very sick, and they are sick with classic radiation illness. This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda program, and you're listening on KBOO Portland. It's 9:29, almost 9:30, and I encourage you to call in with your comments and questions, trying to pass on the news you're not supposed to know, and counter-propaganda attitude. And I feel lots of attitude this morning. Got attitude to spare. Number to call, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. The U.S. continues to demonize the Syrian government while Washington is looking for ways to balance arms supplies to the rebels against Geneva talks. Anti-war activist Brian Becker told RT, and he said that America's ultimate goal is to remove Assad. Now, I'm sorry to be using RT so much, but this is the 21st century. Journalism in the United States has always been, well, let's say, what's a kind way to put it? Oh, why should I be kind? It's imperial propaganda when it comes to these topics. And so I have to look to the foreign press. I'm not real happy to be passing on Russia Today's stuff, but, you know, don't have a heck of a lot of choice. But it makes me want to say something snarky about Vladimir Putin with his shirt off. But I'll just leave that there. Anyway, here's the deal. There's new propaganda against Syria. It is classic war propaganda. Whether it denotes an upcoming war, I don't know. But returning to RT.com on Wednesday, U.S. Intelligence Chief James Clapper, remember him? NSA, whatever we want to spy on. James Clapper abruptly warned senators that Syria possesses the capability to produce biological weapons. Quote, "We judge that some elements of Syria's biological warfare program might have advanced beyond the research and development stage and might be capable of limited agent production based on the duration of its long-standing program." Okay, I added this Syria. But that's the way he wanted you to hear it, I'm sure. Clapper, that director of national intelligence, said that in a written statement presented to the Senate Intelligence Committee, grossly misnamed. Clapper also warned that the Syrian conflict had become a huge magnet for Islamist extremists, claiming that those elements pose a direct danger to the U.S. and its allies, as around 7,000 foreign fighters are joining the 26,000 fighters deemed to be extremists. Brian Becker, director of the Anti-War Answer Coalition, told Russia Today that the U.S. government is once again trying to keep up public rationales for carrying out an armed civil policy in Syria. More on that at Russia Today, but right now, number to call 503-231-8187, and Mike is on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to address, you had a caller talking about fascism, and I wanted to sort of like pull his coat to the fact that you can't effectively eradicate fascism or deal with it until you deal with racism, because racism is one of the negative isms in America that keeps us divided. And so, and he never talks about racism, so I don't think he's serious when he talks about dealing with fascism. Also, you know, I'm just sick and tired of hearing people coming on the air thinking they can intellectualize their way to freedom. You can't do that.
Those intellectualizers, Mike. Darn them, I say.
Pardon?
Well, earlier, in the context of the complaint about Ukrainian fascists, I was mentioning that they are, in fact, racist, particularly they are against Jews, although it hardly matters who they're racist against, because, as you say, fascism does require that sort of hatred. It all works on resentment. It all works on the idea that you know, this group that's on your side is going to say, well, you know, you're better than fill in the blank, and then fill in the blank can be, well, you fill in the blank. And
okay,
I think
I
you're... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to call and point that out. And, you know, and another thing, too, that I've noticed, you know, when, say, for instance, when a Caucasian person talks about changing things, it seems like their resentment or desire to change things is temporary. Just like when you had the 1% going against the 99, I mean the 99% going against the 1%. You know, they done faded. And the reason they faded, because that was just a temporary thing. I think in this society, when white folks get upset, they're mainly upset because they want more money, they want a bigger piece of the pie. Not that they totally want to eradicate anything, they just want a bigger share. And
well, speaking of
that,
what did you think of the first item I was passing along, the information that the Obama administration is going to do clemency for Jim Crow drug war?
I didn't hear that, man, and so I can't speak on it. I hadn't thought about it.
It's very new. It came out like 50 minutes ago.
Yeah, I can't speak on it, man. I'd have to read up on it a little bit. But anyway, thanks, man.
Okay, thanks for calling. Number to call, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. Jeremy Cloward has written a paper published on projectcensored.org, and it is about economic power and the corruption of the American political system. And I would like to get into that a little bit, but I would also like to take your call.